Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Do you want to be in this marriage or not?
I'm here, right?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Now try it again.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Do you want to be in this marriage or not, Rich?
Absolutely.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Asked by local reporters about his now deleted tweet about retirement, Robbie Anderson said he was just thinking out loud, but it was nothing too serious. The question, do you want to be a Panther? Answer, I'm here, right?
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp, Lakers head coach Darvin Ham, still to come, Bucks linebacker Lavonte David, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
I mean, welcome to hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. I don't know what to do with this information to kick off hour number three. I mean, we just had Darvin Ham of the Lakers. He was terrific. And then, you know, our hour one conversation with Warren Sapp, who was on a plane. He cursed and hung up. And that was terrific. And if you missed any of it, you could go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. But our Twitter account is also a spot where you can see our videos, not only as the once the show's over, but sometimes during the program. Our crack staff. Sean Mitchell and Jordan Shero, they're cutting videos, they're posting them in real time, they're trying to keep you current while we're on the air, and we appreciate that. At the end of hour one, I pointed out how the Yankees are 46-16. They're 30 games above 500 on June 15th. I even included today, June 16th. They go for a sweep of the Devil Rays tonight. They can go 31 games above 500. It's totally crazy. Chris Brockman posts that video and says the Yankees have 46 wins through their first 62 games. This is a fact. It's also a fact that today's date is June 16th. This was written by at Red Sox fan at Chris Brockman. And you're supposed to be more professional than that.
I gave all the facts.
I mean, you're supposed to be
I did full disclosure that I wrote it as a fan of the Red Sox. What did I say wrong in that tweet?
Okay. Supposed to leave your personal opinions out of it.
There's no opinion in that, what I said.
You know.
I mean, he's...
Well, I guess personal opinions are what this show is literally all about.
I mean, that too.
For three straight hours between 12 and 3 Eastern every day here on Peacock.
I was just getting the people ready for what the gist of the video is about.
Got it.
As well.
Got it. Lavonte David's supposed to be calling in right now. Where is Mr. David? Do we know?
We don't know. We're efforting.
Oh, you're efforting.
His location.
Tom might have kept the guys a little longer at practice.
At this point tomorrow, we will not only know who's winning Game 6 and if there is a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. But at this very point tomorrow, I will be turning to the guest chair, and I will see Craig Kilborn sitting in it.
Kilby.
Lord Kilby's coming in here to chop it up about the National Basketball Association. We got a great start bench cut for him. We got five questions written by our friend, his friend, a blast from our past. We'll just keep it at that for the moment. He's going to be showing up in person tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, that will be just after we say goodbye to our second hour in studio guest, Tracy McGrady.
T-Mac.
Boy, Friday's show is going to be, as the kids say, lit.
Are we drinking tomorrow?
Yeah, man.
Are we drinking tomorrow? Last time Craig Kilborn was here, we had martinis because we were toasting ESPN's 30th anniversary that neither of us were invited to.
40th.
One that where was it 40th? Oh, that's right, 40th anniversary. Neither one of us were invited to. Right. They put Dan and Keith back together on SportsCenter for that.
I know.
They invited Tirico back, and Tirico left them to go take over NBC Sports, essentially.
Yep. You didn't get invited.
No, he got invited back. I didn't.
Man, you and Craig doing a SportsCenter would be pretty epic.
And I couldn't. I have a great relationship with everybody there at ESPN.
I know, but still no SB invite, no nothing.
Yeah. That's true.
Bizarre.
And yet it's not so much. So.
We're still efforting Levante.
All right. Because I could go towards you right now, TJ, and talk about what we were going to talk about later on in this hour.
Phone's ringing.
But I do believe he's about calling in right now.
Phone's ringing. We're close.
Lavonte David's joining us on this program. So we've got that still to come on this show in this hour. TJ Jefferson He came up with this idea. Let's have a segment, division by division in the NFL, greatest players in the history of that franchise.
Because we're big on history here, Rich. You know, a lot of younger people, we'd like to let them know the history of the sport.
Very good. I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. And then Lamar Jackson spoke today, and he hasn't spoken publicly in quite some time, certainly about his future and his contract. Mm-hmm. So there's all of that. But joining us right now on the Rich Eisen Show, Mercedes-Benz Vance phone line is one of the best linebackers in the game, best defenders in the game. He is a Pro Bowler from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joining us back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Levante David, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Did you just get off the field? Where are you?
I'm home right now. We had a mini camp last week. I just got off the field from workouts. Yeah.
Okay. So how was your mini camp last week? How'd that go down?
Yeah, mini camp was well. Very competitive. Got a chance to, you know, just be around the guys. That was real good to be around the guys and have a little fun on the football field.
How are things different with Todd Bowles now, the HC, Levante?
For me personally, you know, I dealt with Bowles, you know, obviously the past, 3 years. Nothing really new for me. You know, I know the type of guy he is. I know what he brings to the table. It just, you know, for the offensive guys to get acclimated with him. But, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get with Bowles, man. He's a great leader, a competitive coach. And all he asks from you is just to be your best, be professional, and be your best effort on the football field.
Is there less cursing? No?
No, just about the same amount.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, those two guys are very competitive, you know, offensive, defensive guys, so. Bowles is kind of like the defensive cursing of BA.
Okay. I mean, to say that you've got the same curse rate as Bruce Arians, that's impressive. I didn't expect that. Wow.
Yeah, BA probably gave it to you in a lot of volume, but Bowles might give it to you here and there.
Yeah. Bowles could be, strikes me as one of those guys you could blow that dart at you. You don't see it coming. It kind of sticks you in the neck. You don't see it coming from, right? You don't hear him coming. You know,
right.
But it's pretty cool for him because I know his first opportunity as the HC up in New York City did not work out well for him, or it wasn't as successful as he had wanted. And now he's got this other opportunity, and Arians made sure that it was his opportunity. Yeah. And I'm wondering what you, as a player, having known Bowles and seeing what he went through, and then getting him to this position based on your play and how well your side of the football was conducting itself, what you think about him getting this shot now. Levante.
Yeah, the whole situation, you know, the way everything turned out was obviously surprising. And you just got to commend BA for, you know, giving his guy a shot, you know, giving Bowles a chance to, you know, take over a football team who's already very talented and a team who guys already know and kind of familiar with Coach Bowles already. And, you know, as far as Coach Bowles, you know, taking over, I think he's going to do a great job. You know, a lot of guys already respect him, and from what I've seen already, you know, a lot of guys are really happy and ready to play for him. And he has a great plan in place. You know, he's going to be involved on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. But obviously, you know, he's a defensive guy, defensive mind, so he still be around the defensive means and stuff like that. So, you know, I for us personally, defensively, I just think, you know, we have a whole bunch of room for improvement. You know, obviously, you know, they bumped up, you know, Casey Rogers and Larry Foote, the co-defense coordinators, guys who are very familiar with defense. So it should be a fun season for us. We get another year of getting real comfortable in the scheme and understanding what's asked of us. So it should be fun.
I was going to ask you that. How does that work with two guys who are co-DCs? Have you ever had something like that?
I believe everybody has their own input on certain things, you know, things like that. And obviously, Bowles is defensive mind, so it's still kind of his scheme. But a lot of those guys have, you know, certain inputs and stuff like that, and they get to add in and do what they feel is best for certain situations and stuff like that. So it's great to have all those guys, you know, work collectively to help for the benefit of the team, the defense.
So Larry Foote, if it's a tie, it goes to Larry Foote because he's a Michigan guy, right? The tie goes to the Michigan guy there?
No, I'm not sure. But that's definitely always the talk. You know, okay. Feel like he's above everybody because he went to Michigan and stuff like that.
Be careful. Your TB12 could break the tie, too. Those Michigan men, they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They're real tight. Spy Tech as well.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that. Levante David here on the Rich Eisen Show. What was more surprising, Bruce Arians retiring or Brady unretiring for you?
That's tough. Maybe Bruce Arians retiring. You know, with Tom, you just kind of felt that, you know, that whole, you know, thing that he put out wasn't really sincere and that he wasn't really going to step away from the game, because if you know him personally, you know, he's just an ultimate competitor, and the way he went out last year, I'm sure he didn't want to go out that type of way, you know, even though we went out fighting and battling, but obviously you want to go out on top, and I'm sure that is, and that's not the way he wanted to go out. And then, you know, thing with B.A., you know, you just see B.A., you know, he's a great coach, and he's definitely always having input on, you know, what's going around in the building and stuff like that. And, you know, he's a real, you know, football guy. Mm-hmm. You know, just having his presence around is really, really, like, you know, good to have, just because, you know, the type of man he is and how he treats his coaches and how he treats his players. So you didn't think he'll be leaving no time soon, but, you know, that's the one that kind of, you know, caught me off guard a little bit, you know, when he gave me the phone call and let me know. You know, it was kind of shocking, but he's still going to be around, so it's definitely great for him too as well.
So, yeah, you just didn't think Brady was done. You just didn't feel
Nah, I didn't think. Probably maybe 70-30. 80-20.
What about now? Do you think this is his last year, Levante? What's your sense?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten that sense from him. You know, right now, you know, at minicamp, I just seen him coming in, you know, working, works very hard, putting the extra work in with a lot of the guys. You know, just trying to get back on, you know, same page with certain guys as far as, you know, working on, you know, route trees and stuff like that. So for me, I didn't really sense him, like, he didn't say anything, or he's not acting like this is going to be his last year. He's acting like he's attacking his year to do one thing only, and that's win the championship.
So there's no conversation. Well, you know what? I assume you did see how much he's apparently getting paid for his next job, right?
Oh,
so.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that for sure. That's something that probably will probably make it seem like this is last year, but I'm not sure, man. You never know with that guy. You know, like I say, he's an ultimate competitor. I mean, the deal's gonna always be there for him. Mm-hmm. So he might give you a couple more years, or so, but you never know. You never know with Tom.
So, what's your sense of it, Levante? As I get set to send you on your Thursday, what's your sense? I mean, you know what this team looks like when mm-hmm. it's championship quality, when it is ready to win, how it can mm-hmm. win, and. You've won with most of these guys. Mm-hmm. What's your sense? Is this a Super Bowl year again for your team, Levante?
Yeah, I mean, every year, you know, obviously when you got a guy like Tom at quarterback, it's definitely, you know, a Super Bowl. You feel like you could go to the Super Bowl. But even besides that, you know, we feel like we have a great team. We have a great core. We have a great nucleus of guys who bring a certain type of leadership and bring that certain type of talent to the football to help us get to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I really think, you know, this could be a year that we could contend and compete for another championship. And, you know, you saw in minicamp, guys are real competitive. Guys are, you know, making correct plays, you know, doing what they're supposed to do to mm-hmm. carry over to training camp. And we're going to see from there. But we definitely have that mindset that we should be back there. But as you know, they the first four games of the season, they hit us with all playoff opponents. So, playoff team, so you know, they're definitely trying to keep us from going back there, but you know, we're accepting all the challenges, man. And I'm glad to be a leader of this football team, and definitely glad to take the field with those guys.
So I'll just take my shot on this question mm-hmm. before letting you go. Are you paying attention to the NBA finals? If so, what do you think happens game six? Who wins? What do you think?
Oh yeah, most definitely I'm paying attention to the NBA finals. Okay. Now, obviously, me, I'm a Heat fan, so I was very disappointed that we didn't make it to the finals.
Right.
Because, you know, the Celtics knocked us off. But, you know, I'm a Jason Tatum fan because he went to Duke. I'm a Duke basketball fan, just to let y'all know.
Why is that? Why is that? Why?
Because, you know, growing up, you know, my big brother. My big brother was a Duke fan. He used to always talk about Duke and always watch Duke. So I just became a follower.
Okay.
You know, to my big brother, and I just became a Duke fan, and I just took off from there. I've been hooked ever since. I even got a chance to go out there and watch a couple games. So it's really, really, really cool experience. But and then, you know, Steph Curry, man, I really want Steph to capitalize off this moment, off his performances, and I want him to win the Finals MVP so people can start giving him a hard time. Because me personally, I do think he's a top 10 basketball player. You know, he just completely changed the whole dynamic of the game. So you have to include him in the top 10 category. But you know, it should be a good game. You know, I'm thinking it should go to 7.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be surprised if Warriors end it today in 6.
I'm with you. So Duke plays Nebraska. You root for Duke over Nebraska, Levante, in a hoops game?
Basketball-wise, maybe, yeah. Basketball-wise, but football-wise, I'm going black shirts all day.
No, I know that. I mean, that I know, because you'd kick Duke's ass in that. For that I know. Then because you're from Miami, that's why you're a Heat fan? Is that what it is? It's that simple? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Levante David, let's chat during training camp. Let's do this again, okay?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, did Tom give you guys free product, golf stuff, his new underwear? Did he give you any of that stuff? You guys have any of that?
No, he hasn't, but I'm going to try to get some of that out of him. I'm going to try to hustle some of that out because his product do look good. I did buy a couple of shirts, the Unfinished Business shirt, so
okay.
You know, I gave him a little shout out on that, but I'm going to try to get some free stuff. That's a good idea.
Absolutely. He's got it. He's got product, yeah. Man. He's got inventory. Sure. I would do that. I would do that if I were you. Okay. Take care of yourself, Levante. We'll chat again soon.
Appreciate it. Thank
always.
You for having me.
Anytime. Truly. I always enjoy chatting with Levante David right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You and him have something in common. You root for Duke.
Yeah. No explanation was necessary.
Yes, it is. Of course it's an explanation. You're from Miami. You go to Nebraska. Why are you a Duke fan?
Because he felt
you're
like
from the Eastern time zone. Why are you a Duke fan?
I've explained that to you multiple times, as Levante has.
Well, he said it was his brother. You say it was Grant Hill, though,
yeah,
right?
Grant Hill for me.
Mm-hmm. Duke fans. People who are Duke fans that didn't go to Duke. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
But here's what you're trying to understand, Rich.
All like, be ashamed of yourself.
A lot of us
be ashamed
don't
of yourself.
Have
you don't go to Duke. You don't go to Duke and you root for Duke. It's just real tough. Real tough. Real tough sledding. Real tough sledding. Oh, God, we might not win 30 games this year. Tough, tough sledding.
Well, it's not like come you would on, pick man. A team that sucks
to root for, sometimes your institution
Rich.
Of higher learning doesn't have a program.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
got to
choose a program. So let's choose the winningest program.
They weren't the winningest in 1990 when I said, I like this team. They weren't the winning. They had never won.
In 1990 is when you hopped on board that train.
Well, like I said, it was like I saw this guy, Grant Hill, and I knew him because his dad played for the Cowboys.
Abdel-Nabi already had a few dubs, right?
Not
in his pocket.
Titles.
Jay Billis.
No, they,
right? They were winning.
Danny Ferry.
They were winning.
Yeah, I didn't like them. Okay, I like Grant Hill.
And so Grant Hill arrives.
Yeah.
When did Grant Hill arrive?
I just, 1990.
Yeah, 90.
And they never won a national championship before that. Matter of fact, the
so
year before they
there,
got blown up by 33 by UNLV.
I remember that.
So
Stacey Augman.
Plastic. Big L, Larry Johnson.
All right, so you're legit. Everyone else, I'm ashamed.
They should be ashamed. You're
they
not,
should be ashamed.
You're not ashamed.
I'm ashamed for them. In them. By them. All right, let's take a break. I feel better.
Phil hit the fairway on the one.
Hey, he's teed off. Did they boo him or did they cheer him?
I don't know.
Let's check it out.
He got cheers during the practice round.
Is he still unshaven and wearing black?
Oh, yeah, all black.
My gosh.
All black.
Barry. Barry Berkman on the tee. Jeez. Okay, we'll take a break here. Lamar Jackson has spoken and TJ's about to speak about the AFC all-time greats. This will be a fun conversation when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. A lot of you folks who have been listening to this show know about our relationship with Game Time, which is the ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase because you could see views from your seat. And before you buy your tickets, before you hit that purchase button, you get all in pricing so you know everything that's into the cost of your seat, and there's no surprises at all. Now here's something you may not know about Game Time. It's the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. Killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seats, and the lowest price guarantee, with Game Time taking the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code EISEN. You get $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Small town, big laughs. Ed Helms and Jana Schmieding are back in a new season of the Peacock original Rutherford Falls. Season 2 is available for streaming right here, right now on Peacock. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Great ideas are always accepted here. And TJ, you're full of them. Not full of it, full of them.
Thank you.
Which is a big difference between it and them in that statement. You said the other day, let's do a segment where we name the best player in the history of every franchise in the NFL, taking it division by division.
Indeed.
And we're like, wait a minute, is this Mount Rushmore? No, it's not Mount Rushmore. That's four. You're boiling it down to one.
Yeah, I can't even do the thing the Brockman
hates.
Best
player in the history of the franchise.
Indeed.
And so which way do we go about it? Do we just collectively do it? And we said, no, you do it. Your idea. Mm-hmm. You come up with it. And then we will
react.
Yes. Yeah. React, debate, poop on it.
or say, hey, great job.
Great job.
Well,
I mean, hopefully better than the golf clap you just provided. Yeah.
I want that real love.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, NFL Films music, I think, is necessary.
All right.
And we're taking it division by division starting today.
Division, yes.
We're going to do it every single day.
Every day.
And we're starting with the AFC East.
Great division.
East, the East Coast.
Bills, Jets, the Dolphins, and the Patriots.
All East Coast teams.
Great
All
division.
Very familiar with
it. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hit the music, please. Jay Felly, thank you.
Wow.
Go for it.
All right, you know, guys, like I said, we like to be historians here on the show, so we just want to provide some historical football knowledge, and, you know, we always want to keep football on our brains here, so that's how this came about.
Yes,
so,
sir.
AFC, I'm going to kick this off with the easiest team, and that is Chris Brockman's New England Patriots. Now, Patriots, rich history, a lot of great players, and if there was a Mount Rushmore, I would say the Mount Rushmore would include John Hanna, Andre Tippett, Ty Law, Rob Gronkowski. There's so many to choose from. But if we're going to narrow it down to the single greatest player to ever don a New England Patriot uniform,
Tony Eason. Very simple.
It's very easy.
Steve Grogan.
Thomas Edward Brady.
There we go.
I mean, that's that's the easiest answer we're going to have today. Tom Brady.
Or entire endeavor.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even think an answer or a reason isn't necessary. 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Quite possibly the GOAT, not just of his position, not of his team, but perhaps in all of the NFL. Okay. Boy. Now I'm going to switch over. I'm going to go
it's
to
like Larry.
Okay. I'm going to go to the Miami Dolphins. because I felt this one was pretty simple, too. You know, the Dolphins, again, the only franchise in the history of the NFL to go undefeated. Think about that. Going the entire season and not losing a game.
Yeah, but the player's not from that team, is he?
Not from that team. But like I said, if you were going to name some greats, Jason Taylor would be there. Larry Zonka, Bob Greasy, Larry Little, way too many. But that single greatest player to put that Dolphins helmet on. From the Oakland section of Pittsburgh, Mr. Dan Marino.
There you go.
Come on now.
Dan Marino.
Are we including coaches in this top four?
Player.
No, just the players. And again, another thing, you know, not even necessary to really discuss. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, obviously, but his body of work speaks for itself.
Got
and
it.
One of the greatest players of all time. Now we're going to go to the Buffalo Bills. This one got to be a little bit tough, and I know Bills Mafia is watching, so I want to make sure I get this
to
right.
To me, it's a no-brainer.
You know, like I said, if you were going to compile a Mount Rushmore list of Bills, you have a large group of great players.
Yes.
Including O.J. Simpson and Thurman Thomas, Cornelius Bennett. But I think this came down to two players to get this title, and I just broke it down like this, Rich and Chris and Jason. One of the players you could look at and say, this guy, without question, is one of the greatest at his position.
Yes.
The other one, very good, but probably not listed in the top 10 of his
position. You're going in the direction that I'm talking about.
So, with all due respect to the great Jim Kelly, you got to say the greatest Buffalo Bill of all time is Bruce Smith.
Bingo.
I mean, one of the most dominant players in the history of football.
You stuck the landing, sir.
Stuck the landing there, I think. You know, Bruce, dominant. And, you know, when people say Aaron Donald is on route, on pace to become the greatest defensive player of all time, I kind of sit and go, wait a minute. That's I did see Bruce Smith play football.
Yep.
He was really excellent.
Yep.
All right, now we're going to come to the Jets. I saved them for last, Rich, because this is your team, and I wanted you to feel something about this. you know, the Jets, a lot of really good players.
Good players in their history. God.
Guys who could, and I'm not knocking
them. Hall of Famers.
That's what I'm getting to. I said good players, but there are Hall of Famers. Lots of guys.
John Riggins played for the Jets, by the way.
Under Mount Rushmore, you have Kevin Mawai.
Curtis Martin.
You know, I know.
Curtis Martin. Mark Gastineau.
Just say the name.
Don Maynard.
Just say the name. Well, here's the name.
It's coming down to two guys, Chris.
And two guys.
There were two guys, both of them from the Pittsburgh area, right? Now, the difference being.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah. Now, the one guy I would say led the Jets to their greatest season ever.
But yes.
If we're going to say tops at his position, probably never going to be listed. The other guy, you can make a case, was the best in football at his position for many, many years. And it came down to a coin toss. I wanted to really upset you, but then I decided I wouldn't do it. So it's not going to be Darrell Revis. I'm going to put Joe Willie Namath in as the greatest New York Jet ever with all due respect to Darrell Revis.
Darrell Revis
They made an island after him.
Yeah.
Darrell Revis had to guard some of the best wide receivers in the game.
He didn't also merge the sport, so. There's that.
So there you go. So there's my picks. Bruce Smith, Dan Marino, Tom Brady, and Joe Namath.
I think that's a terrific list. Bruce Smith is absolutely the best Buffalo Bill of all time. And you could have from those years, the dynastic Bills teams, a dynasty. They were a dynasty.
And of course,
they just never won the Super Bowl, unfortunately. Nobody will ever make the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. That will never, ever happen again.
That
won't happen again. Not in our lifetime.
And let me just clear this up. Obviously, I was joking with you about the Jets having good players. Obviously, the Jets.
I know.
I listed some great Hall of Famers. Definitely great players there. I don't want to like let our joke go out
there. No, it's okay. I get it. And Darrell Revis was terrific. But Joe, and this is what's so sad about the Jets is that Joe Namath is the guy who's the oldest on that list. And may be when it's all said and done, when you're done with all 32 teams, The guy who's been retired the longest of anybody's greatest franchise player.
There's
a
good chance of that.
But I'll tell you what, man. You know, obviously Brady's the no-brainer, and you can go back and forth about some of the great Dolphins from the undefeated season years or the Shula years, but Marino, I think, is the greatest player in the history of that franchise. If you want to talk about greatest Jewish players, it would be Jay Fiedler.
Oh, that's
at the same position,
saying.
But it's a different endeavor.
Close.
That'll be a different day.
I can have
we'll do that Friday night.
Yeah, I can do that.
We'll do that Friday night at Paul Pierce's dinner. You know, but I will say this. I want to say this just to wrap this whole thing up. Josh Allen has a chance to unseat Bruce Smith.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, talking 15, not saying 16 years down mouthful. The line. No.
That is saying a mouthful. Whoa. That is saying an absolute mouthful. Out of anybody right now playing in the sport in the AFC East who has a chance to unseat any of those folks, could Zach Wilson unseat?
Well, he wins two you know, Super Joe, Bowls, he unseats Joe.
Right? Right? I mean, if he does that in this day and age, you yeah. can. You know,
so would Josh Allen just have to win one?
I think Josh. No, I think Josh Allen would have to win a couple.
Okay.
And he'd have to have some MVPs in the case. Okay. And he'd have to have 10, 15 years of outstanding longevity, you know. But he has the ability to put together an Aaron Rodgers type career. He has the ability to put together a top notch Hall of Fame career. He's on that trajectory right now in this day and age of the quarterback driven league and somebody who can do it with an arm and legs.
Yeah, I think
that's a good point. He has the chance.
A lot of heavy lifting ahead of
him.
You're right.
Oh my gosh! Because Bruce, to me, again, Bruce Smith was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And we're not talking like you could choose a bunch of guys from the K-Gun offense years. A bunch.
Because my first draft, I had Jim Kelly down, and I went, "Ooh, wait a second."
You could do Thurman.
Well, I also
you could
think do. OJ should be.
I mean, OJ Simpson in the Electric Company years, of course.
Yeah.
No, I understand that, but Bruce Smith is the greatest Buffalo Bill of all time.
I agree.
Okay, just position-wise, looking at that list, it was 3 for 4 quarterbacks. Do you think it's going to be like that for the whole league? Are we going to get 28 quarterbacks?
I can tell you, just looking ahead.
26 quarterbacks?
I don't know.
They're not, Chris.
No, I don't think so. I think you're going to see some defensive players.
You're going to see a lot of defensive players.
Certainly if we're talking about the Ravens.
Obviously, the quarterbacks are going to be represented, but it's not just kind of glancing at what I have, this is not a quarterback-heavy list.
Okay.
Like a team like the Vikings, you can go with a defensive player. Yeah. Just throwing it off the top of my head.
Well, that's
Bears? I mean, the Bears, right? Walter Payton, obviously.
I think Seattle gets a wide receiver.
Seattle will be an interesting conversation when we get to that.
Yeah, but we're a long way away
done,
from
sir.
NFC.
Well done,
good
done.
Job.
Well done.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you guys. Because, you know, I never know sometimes.
No M&Ms. Didn't poop on any of them.
Hey, look at a callback. That's a callback from hour one of me helping Brockman potty train his son.
You know what that means? That fella's been paying attention.
I know. Right? Del Tufo would, I mean, you honestly, now you're showing off.
Yeah, okay.
Now you're showing off.
Goat chain.
All right, you know what we're going to do here? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We'll take a break here, and then we'll finish up. We're going to have a nice, big, long segment to finish things up.
Nice.
To keep everyone through the break, Lamar Jackson has spoken. I have not heard this soundbite yet, but he has spoken about his future in Baltimore.
By the way, which division would you like us to do tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe because Killer's here tomorrow, Craig Kilborn will do the NFC North.
Oh, yeah.
NFC North? Okay.
Because he's a Minnesota guy.
Yep.
And according to Little Birdie, who we all know very well, the man who runs the Dan Patrick School of Broadcasting at Full Sail University, former SportsCenter producer, one of the best ever that I've ever been produced by, Gus Ramsey, who knows Craig Kilborn so well. He's the one who came up with the Jumanji and he's not your Vetus, he's our Vetus lines and helped Craig with some of his greatest. Apparently, Craig mentioned once upon a time he thinks Mike Zimmer is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, that was at the height of the Zimmerness. Height of the Zimmerness, by the way, was a great Van Morrison song.
It's a marvelous night for a
height of the Zimmerness. It's great Van Morrison.
That's perfect.
Doesn't that sound like a Van Morrison song game?
Perfect.
Height of the Zimmerness. That was the flip side to Tupelo Honey. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the AM 670, 670 AM dial.
This is content, everybody. Height of the Zimmerness. Height of the Zimmerness. We'll come back, and if you missed what Lamar had to say, don't worry. We have got you covered as we set you up for a big Thursday night in sports. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. We all know quality sleep is essential. I'm just not myself when I don't get a good night's sleep. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. For instance, my side of the bed, my Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's side of the bed, her Sleep Number setting is 70. Two different numbers, same bed, but we get the same great sleep. So, Make sure you get your Sleep Number bed right now because you will absolutely love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you can save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. That's right, $800. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Check it out. Sleep Number. You won't regret it.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. I just want to let everyone know I am happy to go on Bussin' with the Boys and have every intention of doing so and making sure their guy, Jack, I believe, gets his Chevy Silverado out of it.
I could use a Silverado.
Maybe if I show up, apparently he gets a car.
I know.
And he doesn't miss a day of posting photographs. I am enjoying this immensely.
Wow.
I am enjoying this immensely.
Brockman, I need a new car.
I do
you think
go
if
on,
I helped, I could jeez. Work myself into this?
When I do go on Bussin' with the Boys, one day, I don't know when I'm going to be in Nashville, but when I do, it's going to be epic. Calloway didn't just create their longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. They made their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. The Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings. Every last one of them has been engineered using artificial intelligence on a high-strength 450 steel. What that means is these sticks are terrific, and they're consistent, and they make you better, and they make you feel more confident standing over the golf ball because you know it has been engineered properly, and you know the stick that you have chosen of the four different offerings is right for you. And then if it isn't, you've got another one for you to try. They're all amazing. The Rogue ST Max, the Rogue ST Pro, those are four in order. The widest range of players because of their incredible combination of speed, forgiveness, and all-around performance. The Rogue ST Pros for that low to mid-single digit handicapper in your life. The Max OS is the best game improvement model for mid to high handicappers. The Max OS Lite is for players with slower swing speeds, perhaps of an advanced age. No other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. And by advanced age, I mean those just maybe a little bit too old to play pickleball with me.
I didn't say that.
Two National Football League stories of note. Two of them. Let's start with the one more on top of everyone's mind. Let's start with the one in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, former MVP of this league. You've heard of him, right? You've heard of him? We've all heard of him.
Yeah.
He's very, very good. He's dynamic. He is unlike anyone else in this league, and there are quarterbacks who can throw, and there are quarterbacks who can run, and there are quarterbacks who can run and throw, and there are quarterbacks who can do amazing things. But I think you'll all agree there's really only one Lamar Jackson, and he just has his own way of doing things. He always has. Always has. And from not having an agent, having his mom be his agent, to showing up at the combine and having to deal with all that nonsense, garbage is really what it was. Having him work out at a position, asked to be worked at a position other than quarterback. Come on. And him saying, not only am I not going to do that, I'm not even running. I'm not even going to run. We're not even going to talk about how fast I am. We're going to talk about how I can throw. Not working out a wide receiver, pound sand. And he winds up falling all the way down to 32nd overall. Ravens wind up moving back in to go select him. And that's huge for a couple reasons. One, perfect opportunity. That's what you need when you're drafted in the NFL. You need to go to a spot that not only has the opportunity for you, but also has the coaching staff and the front office and the ownership that isn't out of their minds crazy, changing all the time. That has a coach who has the backing of the front office and owner, and also the cojones, the bofas, to in the middle of your rookie season, sit the guy who won the Super Bowl for your team and throw you in there and change your offense midstream and make it completely centered around your special abilities. That's so rare in this business. So rare in this business. And it pays off big time. And now he's marching to his own other drum too, which is team wants to pay him. Team wants to pay him and has the opportunity to pay him. And this is why they traded into the first round to go get him, by the way, is they had an extra year of contractual control. This is what we're seeing playing out. Mm-hmm. Didn't think that in the year of contractual control, extra year of contractual control, that they would be wanting to pay Lamar, and Lamar saying that supposedly, I'll wait. Remember we had John Harbaugh around the draft. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I'll let Lamar handle all that, but you know,
we're waiting to get it done.
Right.
It's kind of on him.
We're essentially waiting to get it done, and he'll do it at his own pace. I think what's his will and God's will, I think, is what he said.
Yeah.
So Lamar didn't show at the voluntary camps, and it's just like, what's up with that? Could there be some conversation that isn't going well? Well, he showed up to the mandatory camp today and spoke for the first time, and this is what he had to say on the subject matter.
Oh, we actually did. We did. You know, it's a conversation. That's all. We're just keeping it private.
Yeah. Is it you and Eric just doing the one-on-one talking? Can you take us through any of that?
Yeah, we're having a conversation. So.
Is it going to continue during the season?
We have a conversation.
You want to play here the rest of your career?
I expect so. Yes, I do.
You watch the national guys talk. A lot of them say they wouldn't step on the field with your brand of football without a deal. Do you buy into that?
I don't buy into it at all. You know, I play football. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I get it. He is a unicorn, not only on the football field, but in between his temples. And there is no track record of anybody else having this approach. There just isn't. It's his approach. It's his approach.
It doesn't mean and it's a smart one.
I don't know. Maybe it's a – we have no – he says there's conversations going on. I don't know what those conversations are. It doesn't surprise me that we haven't learned anything. I again, that's the most relevant soundbite I have been told. The question I would have asked is the sense is you're the one who won't accept the new contract, or you don't want to take the contract – because you don't feel you're worthy enough yet because you haven't won the Super Bowl. Is that accurate?
Yeah, or just
what
why?
Do you say about that?
Yeah, why?
Now then, I say this with the ultimate of love. You know how I feel about the Ravens franchise. You know how I feel about Steve Bisciotti. He is one of my favorite owners in all of sports. Love the guy. And what I'm about to say might upset him, but he knows the score anyway. The floor for Lamar Jackson is $230 million guaranteed dollars. That's the floor. Because he doesn't have 26 civil lawsuits on him, does he?
Nope.
And he's won an MVP.
Correct.
Now, he's only won one playoff game. And I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I think Deshaun, I think, has a couple. Am I wrong? They did make the division round game against they beat the Bills and Josh Allen in a game that is still in some dispute to some Buffalo Bills fans. That was a wild playoff game, Josh Allen against Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun has one win.
There you go.
Yeah.
Same number of playoff wins, one more MVP, and to date, 24 fewer civil lawsuits filed against him. $230 million guaranteed dollars would be my opening offer. What's yours? this is where, in my mind, the conversation should start for everybody. That's the problem for everybody trying to pay quarterbacks from now on, which is why, you know, the Bills, I'm sure, and the Chiefs, I'm sure, are all like, God, good thing we got that under the...
Yeah.
And that Matthew Stafford's older and he loves where he is from where he was, and the Rams can extend him in the manner in which they extended him. Mm-hmm. And why this piece of paper is still on my table, the Kyler Murray letter from his agent to the Cardinals, who I still think will strike a deal, although Cliff Kingsbury says he's praying it's before training camp.
Right. Well, he's got
before
about,
the season?
He's got about 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
But I'm just, again, is it money? He hasn't, is it the money? Is it the fact he doesn't want it yet? Is it the fact that what? It certainly isn't in the back of his head that he didn't finish the season healthy last year. And Tyler Huntley was terrific, right? Mm-hmm. And he was really, really good and is a hell of a lot cheaper. He's not even thinking of leverage. He's thinking of nothing. He's just going about, he's a football player. And that has served him incredibly well to this point. And we'll see. That was the ultimate. Remember Joe Flacco? Bashotti said, you know, we're not. It was the opposite. We're not going to give you the long-term contract, but feel free to, you know, put a Super Bowl trophy on my table and I'll pay you. Boom. That's what happened. And Bashotti's like, okay, great season. Again, long story short, there is no frame of reference when it comes to this quarterback. On the field, there's our guest earlier this week and Michael Vick. What do you want to throw Kyler Murray in this group? But he hasn't won a playoff game. He's not an MVP. I mean, you know, Vick didn't win an MVP either.
No, and Michael Vick is, you know, 5'11", 6 feet, Lamar 6'3".
Right. So in terms of his game, there's no frame of reference.
Randall Cunningham, really. Maybe.
Yeah,
but he wasn't. Was Randall an MVP of the league? I mean, this guy's an MVP. And rightfully so. He was the last MVP of this league not named Aaron Rodgers. Or was Mahomes after that? I don't know off the top of my head. Everything seems to bleed together. But bottom line is he is also has no frame of reference in terms of his contract. Big old shrug emoji. But he'll be there for the Ravens this fall. And it's going to be terrific to watch.
Yeah, $23 million this year. Franchise tag number for 23 is going to be about $30 million. So.
Now then, how about this story that came out of nowhere? Last time we saw him, or I saw him, he was just leaving the Sports Emmy Awards, where he was he earned a nomination for, I guess, what, Best Emerging Talent?
I believe that's the category. Okay, yeah.
Julian Edelman. He says it's possible that he could come back in the NFL. All right, Jules, you have the floor.
Coming back with Brady? Ha! I don't know. We'll see. I got to keep you guys. That's called a teaser. You know, that's called the old teaser. I learned that from Pete as well.
It's the worst teaser. We've got training camps going on already, sir.
Yeah, but who's going to go to OTAs when you're older? Fox girls, especially nowadays.
When you can be in Croatia.
Nah, we'll see. You know, I'm still staying in shape here and there, but you never know. But I'd probably go back to the Patriots, honestly. I love the Patriots. Foxborough forever.
Okay, so was he on the moon? Where he was in Croatia. They were just joking. Yeah. He's in Croatia at a sports conference? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he's doing some kind of tour or something. But I don't believe him. I think he's just joking around.
But he'd come back with the Patriots, which makes, I mean, I think he and the Patriots have a relationship, not just playing, but I think outside of it.
I think so.
And you'd take him back. That in a heartbeat.
It depends what.
Oh, come on, man.
Jules were getting.
If he is healthy, you don't think he could give you some snaps? You don't think he could give a terrific target to Mac Jones? You don't think Mac to Edelman 10 to 11 would result in a few sixes?
I think he probably wouldn't make the team.
You don't think he'd make the team, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Well, Reggie Wayne couldn't make the team when Tom was there. I mean, he's 36. I think it would be tough.
It would be tough.
with all due respect, as much as I love Jules, I think he should be a Hall of Famer, but I don't
You really think he's a Hall of You really think he's
I think
a Hall
he's going to make it.
One day.
Way down the line, Veterans Committee, whatever, whatever.
His postseason numbers are undeniably all-time great. Yep. So we know Julian Edelman was in Croatia, everybody. I don't know, man. I'd love to see it. That'd be great. Let's see it, Jules.
It would be cool, but if he didn't come back to play with Tom, then...
I mean...
A year off for the
Mac
wide
Jones could use him. That Mac Jones could use... If he can give you 10, 15, 20 snaps, let's go. Let's see it. I'd love it.
I mean, I'd love to see him try. I just don't think...
I look like a guy who mulls it every now and then.
I don't doubt he's staying in shape.
That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Tracy McGrady and Craig Kilborn in studio on our Friday show. Have a great Game 6 viewing experience, everybody. We're back to wrap this show up on Peacock in a moment.